This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How important is it for the Falcons to be dominant in this division? Mike said it. We should have won this division last year. It's probably the most frustrating thing. Forget about the Kirk Cousins stuff. We were at a point in the season where, you know, I really was starting to look ahead. And for those of you who have been on this show and listened to this show for the last decade, you know that was a moment, a pivotal moment in this show's history where we had a division lead. We were 5-0 at the time. And I said, there's no way we're not going to the playoffs. I'm starting to look ahead. I started that last year, and we blew it again. So, Mike, Rick Stroud came on the show. He covers the Tampa Bay Bucs. He's covered the NFL for a very long time. You guys do realize we haven't won this division since 2016?
Yeah.
2016. Division? What division? Rick Stroud, is this a two-team race between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Atlanta Falcons?
Yeah, I wouldn't discount them. I mean, look, Bryce Young showed a lot of progress at the end of the year. You guys saw him in the final game when Atlanta needed to win, and he took them down, and Atlanta beat these guys twice with Kirk Cousins. I think they're better, you know, probably better at quarterback. Certainly they did some things and mortgaged some future for their defense in Atlanta, as you guys know. I still think it's the Falcons and the Bucks, but I would never discount. These guys struggle against Carolina as much as any team they ever play. So, you know, this division, no one's afraid of anybody. Anyone can win. And that's all cliche, but it's absolutely true. The Bucks have won four straight division titles. They've been in the playoffs five straight years. And so I know they want to be discounted. They want people to think that someone else is going to take the crown, but you got to take it off their head. You know, they're not going to hand it to you. So it should be a better race this year. We don't know. New Orleans is a wild card, right?
But
they'll make strides, too.
Talking about Carolina, and then obviously talking about New Orleans. Guys, New Orleans is in a rebuild. Sorry, Saints fans. That's just what it is. It should be, Mike, us and the Bucks. And I would be willing to say, well, we probably are better than them. But I said that last year, and we blew it.
Yeah, no. Again, the Kirk Cousins injury, as we said, I know you guys are sick of hearing about it. It was kind of unprecedented to be that good. You guys saw it Thursday. That Thursday night game at Mercedes-Benz, one of the greatest Falcon games of all time. And then just to have the wheels fall off subsequently after winning down in Tampa, beating the Cowboys. I don't know. I mean, we've got to get this defense. I don't know what this defense is going to look like, and a lot of questions about James Pierce Jr. And again, guys, we're excited and fun to talk to him, you know, after the draft. But, you know, more and more analysis, a lot of people feel it's a reach. We'll talk coming up in 4th and 1 about how some other teams were feeling it was a big, big reach compared to what they were willing to offer to move up. But you got to be able to get pressure on the quarterback. Baker Mayfield's good, right? We've seen it. And we beat these guys twice last year. Took overtime in one case to beat them. I thought, you know, the Tampa Bay game was, we kind of had control of that one. But you got to be able to be physical, and you've got to be able to finish things out. That's the thing. You know, Todd Bowles, you and I thought he was going to be, speaking of dead man walking, we thought he was going to be gone, and then he just kind of reinvigorated himself with Baker Mayfield. They got a good team.
They do.
They draft well. They've added pieces. You know, Mike Evans is one of the great receivers of this generation. They got dudes.
Well, they just went and got another wide receiver in this draft, and you know, part of that is just what you're talking about, the age and also the health concerns.
Egbuka, right?
Correct, from Ohio State. Guys, go listen to Rick Stroud and what he had to say, not only about us, but this entire division. It's online at odyssey.com. Great interview with him that we conducted on Friday. We have finished 2nd 3 times, 3rd 3 times, 4th twice. So that's what we've done in this division. And we always say this, and I'll say it again at the beginning of the year. The quickest way to the playoffs is just this. Win your division. You don't have to worry about how you fared against other NFC teams and what we did against the Commanders on the road or at home. That stuff doesn't come into play. So that's why we always discuss this is the easiest way to do it. You want to make it hard, you do what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did last year. They had no shot in potentially coming back and beating us head-to-head or, for that matter, winning out. But they won all those games in the NFC, Mike, and all of a sudden, there they are.
Yep. Last time we got to the second round of the playoffs, that was 17. That's when we had the great defense. We had to go on the road. We had to go on the road to L.A. and Philly. But our defense was really good that second year, but the offense was kind of under Sarkisian. It just wasn't as – nothing was as smooth, obviously, as Shanahan's.
All right. What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. With what you know right now, draft's done. Free agency's done. Guys, your team fundamentally is not going to change. Do you feel like we've improved enough in the areas we needed to that we have an edge to do what we needed to do last year? And that was win this division. You guys can hit us up. Let us know what you think. Our text line, 404-726-0929. And always follow us at Dukes and Bell 929 on social media and Mike Bell ATL. Put them up. See Dukes as well. Coming up, we're going to get to a 4th-and-1, talking about all the things that are going on around the NFL. Mike mentioned potential trades. Jalen Ramsey, Mike, we got asked this too, I think, over the weekend about do you think we're going to get Jalen Ramsey? My answer has been no. And I still don't think that's going to happen. But it doesn't mean he's not going to get traded. He wants to be traded. Miami's ready to move on. But where's he going to go? I just don't feel like that's in the cards for where we currently are.
Well, again, we'd have to obviously come to terms with his restructuring because everybody wants more money. And I do look, I do like it. I still think he's better than Mike Hughes, although Mike Hughes is probably a little under-respected here in Atlanta by me and a lot of Falcon fans, but statistically he's okay. But to do that, you'd have to probably, you know, lose a guy like Onyemata. And last time I checked, we're still kind of thin at defensive tackle, despite how the depth chart looks now.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, you know, people are waiting on Aaron Rodgers to make this decision on where he's going to go, whatever that's going to be. But, you know, deals can be made all the way up through the start of training camp, guys. And even at training camp, sometimes deals are made. So there's not a reason to think that, you know, he's not going to get moved sooner than later. I would think he probably want to know where he's going, Mike, and they'd like to have that, you know, taken care of. But the Jalen Ramsey thing is still out there. And looking at our secondary, by the way, now that we drafted a couple of safeties again, how much we're in the nickel, I get it. Would he be an upgrade is my question. And if you felt that way, then go ahead and roll the dice. I just don't see him doing that right now with the way that the draft played out for us. 404-726-0929, guys. Talking a lot of Braves today as well as they finally salvage a game in this series against the Dodgers. I'll just say it, and it sounds cliche, but the Dodgers are really good. They just are. And you saw it over the weekend. You know, the rain delay kind of sucked because everybody's kind of waiting around, but they had to wait just like we did. And so Friday you waited an hour. Great game, 2-1. Mike said it, probably had a chance to win that game. Saturday was a blowout. And then last night, 4-3 Braves, Raleigh, a couple of home runs, and it was really fun to see the Braves finally get through and break through that door. Because, Mike, remember, they swept us to start the season.
Yeah, man, and I know that the pitching, you know, we like, you know, I love Chris Sale. It was an amazing year last year. He still hasn't been even close to the same player. And Schwellenbach, as we said, I hope, that's why I always ask the questions about, yeah, how does this pitcher development thing work? What is Rick Kranitz doing? Now I hear somebody in his car. You're getting Rick Kranitz fired. No, I'm just saying. I mean, why do these guys, like what happened with Elder, and again, maybe it's just a hiccup and they're going to have to go back and look at the tape and see what he's doing, whether it's a release point or how he's pitching. Maybe you got to change the order of his pitches and kind of work backwards, as they say, Carl, as opposed to when you go to the rotation three times. I should say the batting order three times. But Schwellenbach was a guy, you know, the first week of the season, like, man, this guy looks like he is the ace of the franchise. And now he's a lost puppy. So giving up a lot of earned runs, giving up a lot of big contact. So hope they can figure that out. You mentioned Grant Holmes. He did enough to win that game. Matt Olson gave you the only offense in a solo home run. So you and I, we are not of the opinion, I'll speak for you on this, they just don't pass the eye test right now. So grinding, long season, getting towards 500. But you said it. There's the Dodgers and there's the Braves. And you can see the difference. No blank, Sherlock, right?
Yeah, listen, they're just and even though I know everybody wants to throw in the money aspect of it, because, again, you acquire players the way they have, but it's just the crazy thing to me is they're doing all this and Shohei's not even pitching.
Right.
And he was arguably the best pitcher in the league 2 seasons ago. He hadn't pitched since, like, 23, right? I think it was August. When's the last time he's pitched? August 23rd, 2023.
Wow.
So he threw a bullpen session while he was here, but that's what's crazy to me. And Yamamoto and all these guys that are pitching for them have just picked up the slack. And, you know, Yamamoto, guys, his ERA is 0.90. It's the best in the majors. And he you know, had one hit through six scoreless innings on Friday night, Mike. That's what you're going up against on top of that potent offense. And there's nobody you're pitching around. You just can't. And so that's why they are so dangerous But I will say this. They're not going to win 150 games, but they're really good.
Right. And then, of course, the Reds are in town now for four games, by the way. We don't see the Reds very often. So they're better than us in the as far as the record. They're a game over 500. They got a journey. A pitcher who's kind of like, I think, five games under 500 going tonight. We'll see what the Braves can do with A.J. Smith-Shawver. Speaking of another guy that's kind of shown some improvement, right, the last few starts.
Yeah.
But, this Braves squad, you look at this division, and as we said, the Mets, they for the first time, they've cooled off. They've lost two in a row. And Philly's kind of been just kind of scuffling a little bit themselves. So it's there, just get on a heater. They come off a nice run, and then you kind of feel, okay, turn the corner, and then the Dodgers smack you in the face and take two out of three and give you that reality check you just talked about.
Well, that's what I think this was over the weekend, right? I mean, it's like, oh, we're playing better. Okay, here we go. Riley's hot. Even with all that, it still feels like, man, they're just – right. They got a little bit more than we do.
And then you can bring back whatever – I think every Braves fan who was there, including some – I don't blame the guys. I saw some people killing the guys at my home plate that were clapping when Freddie hit the home run.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, Freddie's still a fan favorite. And you realize, with no disrespect to Matt Olson, but at times he's the most vacant person, MVP, because he just disappears. You know, and Freddie has been that constant, you know, in the clubhouse and certainly with his production on the field.
Yeah. It is crazy. And Freddie's just, you know, again three-run homer in the eighth, drove in four runs, and it's just like you're shaking your head going, well, this is what we had. We know how good he is. But, you know, even after last year, Mike, the World Series MVP, I think, you know, some people may have taken his skill set for granted. He's just a professional hitter.
Right.
That's just what he is.
Exactly.
Dude. So, all right, man, we got to dive into what's going on around the NFL. We did not mention this in our headlines, but we need to, because Mike keeps talking about it, and I think he's right. We should get the draft as well, because next year, guys, it's headed to Washington, D.C. If you didn't hear this, so Green Bay did an excellent job of hosting it.
It's Pittsburgh, then D.C.
Report 2027. Yes, Washington, D.C., 2027. But, Mike, you say, okay, and Pittsburgh's perfect. It's perfect.
Imagine how dramatic it's going to look at the confluence.
It's perfect.
Right? The rivers, the lighting, the whole shebang. It's such a great scene out there.
So why can't we get this thing? And I don't know if we're not trying. Again, maybe the Sports Council, maybe everybody that's involved with this, NFL, maybe they're, you know, behind closed doors. We are in the mix. But Mike has been talking about this. So, yes, for the next 2 years, it's taken care of. And Pittsburgh, walkable city, plenty of rooms. That'll be easy. Everybody was worried about the space in Green Bay. It really wasn't that. It was public transportation. They don't have it. And Everybody's like, how are we getting around to all these places?
And it's not a knock on Green Bay because, as we said, they're not going to get a Super Bowl, obviously. And, again, maybe because we're not going to get – you know, we have Super Bowls, so we're not going to get this event. But I just know, with all due respect to Green Bay, a giant parking lot is not that, you know, ooh, yippee-ki-yay. The backdrop, of course, is Lambeau, which is dramatic. But to be in Centennial Olympic Park or Atlantic Yards with the city skyline downtown, with all the things, the College Football Hall of Fame, I mean, how amazing it would look. You know, hell, man, you could even have otters, you know, give the hats to the players crawling in the aquarium as they walk out. But there's a lot of things we could do that would just really pop and show the city for, you know, the amazing destination it can be.
Yeah. And by the way, the NFL comes in and takes over anyway. I mean, they're going to build all this stuff. It's right. All, you know, all that stuff is not
but
there.
But it's a great question for the Sports Council. I mean, is it a foregone conclusion that because we are in the Super Bowl rotation, we just are never going to get this thing?
Yeah, we should. Washington hasn't had it in 86 years. Right. So now they're getting it back.